BWA Mobile.
Game 4 BWA, W4DJW. Hey, how you doing?
How are you, buddy? I've been out on the road for the last few days. I've heard you on there quite a bit.
Yeah, I was just setting up a new computer. I went ahead and bit the bullet and decided to go ahead and refresh before tariffs go into effect. You never know what's going to happen when tariff goes into effect. Go ahead and get that behind me while it's still a known quantity. So, first time I've had a computer that has 32 CPUs in the computer, 4 terabytes of disk space, and 64 gigabytes of RAM. Top-of-the-line computer, and didn't even cost as much as the last time I did a refresh 5 years ago.
Hey, but do you have the processor crunching speed to support all that?
Yeah, it runs at 5 gigahertz, 5.6 gigahertz. So, yeah. And it's got the latest NVIDIA card in it, which has like over 2,000 CUDA cores. So I can do ray tracing and render scenes in an animation really, really fast, and then combine them and make an animation out of it. I've got some of a Shrike. Shrike is a flying wing, kind of like that Atom that I've got that flies out there at the airfield. I've got it flying over grassy fields. but it took weeks and weeks and weeks to render it on multiple computers. This one would probably render it in less than a day.
I know that processor at 5 gigahertz. How many cores has it got?
32 cores. The one I got, the refresh I got 5 years ago has 16 cores. This one's got 32 cores. The one I got 5 years ago has 16 gigs of RAM. This one's got 64 gigs of RAM.
That's all I can say is, wow, what did a processor like that cost you? Must have been a little over $1,000.
It was less than, last time I did a refresh 5 years ago with the one I got now, the one I use all the time, that had 16 CPUs and 16 gigs of RAM and 1 terabyte of hard disk space, which is NVMe RAM. It's not really hard disk. It's just a stick that has a terabyte of storage on it. That was $3.5K. This one was like $3.2K. And it's got 4 times as much RAM, 4 times as much RAM and twice as many CPUs.
I know you're going to have some fun with that, just tasking it. Oh, me. Well, I understand you got to meet the Vandersteen guy.
Yeah, that was a surprise. He lives somewhere in California, Southern California. And the guy that I know that got me in on writing the code for his latest preamp, they were talking, and he said, "Do you know Vandersteen's going to be in Greer, South Carolina?" And the guy up in Charlotte says, "No, I had no idea." He said, "You think I could wiggle my way into that meeting?" And what it was is a bunch of enthusiasts, audio enthusiasts, get together over top of the Select restaurant in Greer. I had no idea Select is world-renowned restaurant. I had no clue Greer had anything like that. But he said, yeah, he's going to be there. I forget when it was. So my buddy up there in Charlotte said, "I'm going to come spend the night with you. We're going to go down there and go to that meeting." I got you in. We're going to go down there and you're going to meet Vandersteen. I said, okay, all right.
Cool. That's cool. Well, so in the meantime, what else are you up to? Are you still writing code for him or just doing some mods and cleanup every now and then?
Well, they're taking it to production now. So they've done their prototypes, and they're getting the first round of prototype boards. Like, they get like 5 or 6 boards of each board. There's a smoke and mirrors board. There's the main board. There's the microprocessor board. That's the one I wrote the code for, and it controls all of the other boards. And the guy, the engineer up in Minnesota, okay, you have these chips called an MCP3217 chip. And what it does is it has 16 general purpose I/O pins on it, and you can use it to control either 2 7-digit displays, LED displays, or 1 16-digit LED displays. Well, he's got a whole bunch of them in there. He's got a bunch of displays, and we got all that working.
the engineer that built the cards that are going to go to production swapped the left and the right row of 8 pins, 16 pins total, but so the left digit was the right digit and the right digit was the left digit on sound. So he said, can you save me? Can you make it reverse? So what I did was I took the numbers that I was sending to the LED, and I took the high order bits and the low order bits and swapped them. And then I sent that to the MCP chip, and the numbers, it straightened it out for him. So there's little things like that that come up that they make mistakes. And instead of having to go back and redo the hardware, they ask me if I can make changes to the software to save them. It's kind of fun. I still do that from time to time.
I've been meaning to call you and on the landline, talk a little bit. Well, y'all didn't have a monthly meeting this month, did you?
No, they had a get together at Little Rebel. In place of the meeting, they went to Little Rebel to eat.
Last night?
That was the last night, Tuesday, if it was, yeah.
That's good. Well, so any word on getting the new stuff up to the tower?
No, I haven't been in touch with Johnny much lately. I've been working on Doppler stuff and getting this new PC in, and I got a Raspberry Pi 5 this time last year, and I haven't been working on it. And what I found out is they took the GPIO chip off of the board, and they put several others on the new Pi 5. So none of your GPIO stuff, general purpose input output, none of that stuff works when you go from Pi 4 to Pi 5. You have to rewrite it all. And the software that we're using for our repeater is SVX Link, and it uses GPIO extensively, so you can't put it on a 5. So I'm looking at right now two things. One is working on getting a multi-rotor set up so we can do an octagon around a Doppler system to tune the Doppler system and validate and calibrate and all that stuff. And two is converting those GPIOs over from a 4 to a 5 so that we don't lock ourselves into a 4. We could get it going on a couple of Raspberry Pi 4s, but 5 is the new one. You want to stay current. You don't want to ever get behind. So, yeah, that's a major rewrite for everybody who has Raspberry Pi code.
Yeah, but, you know, at some point you got to put something up there. It's such a massive step up from where it is. I mean, are you ever really going to be up to date? I mean, stuff keeps coming out, new things keep happening. I'm not sure that you can ever truly be fully up to date with the latest thing.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You can't. And we've got enough fours. We've got I had a whole farm of fours. So we got enough four plus. We got some donated. So we got a whole bunch of fours. So we could build one. We could put one together and build it with a Raspberry Pi 4. But while I'm waiting on Johnny to become available from his work stuff, which is a lot, he's got a lot going on at work. And also he's working all around the house just like you and I do all the time too, which limits his time. He doesn't have the free time he used to have because of work that he had to do after he recovered after nearly dying from COVID, right? So he had a hard time making it through COVID, almost didn't. And things went downhill while he was battling all that in the hospital. So, and he's coming around now, getting all that stuff recovered and back going again and getting the job going back again. And it's just been a struggle since COVID.
Like I said, whatever step up that it takes, even if it was 4, that would be such a major, massive step forward from where it is now. Yeah, get those antennas up there and get that repeater situated. Whew, it's needing it bad.
I know. You're right. But you know, one good thing about it is it was, well, to my knowledge, the only repeater that was still functional the whole time the hurricane was going on. I think there were some others that lasted too pretty good. I don't know that there was any others that lasted the whole time, nonstop, non-interrupted.
That's true. That repeater over at Tryon sure came down hard. How long was it before they finally got that back up? A week?
I think it was sooner than they thought they would, because I heard it was going to be a week, but then, like I heard a couple of days later, it was already back on the air. So I think they thought it was going to be down a week, but I don't think it was down but a couple of days.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, how have they got that one up there set up? It does a good job, and he's got all the functions and features in it. What is this based on?
I think that's out-of-the-box Yaesu repeater. And you can't buy analog alone anymore. You have to buy digital and analog. And I think it's digital and analog, but they're running it. Well, I don't know, because I heard they got internet via like a, something like a MoFi router or something similar to that, something that has the same functional capability. So it might be digital and analog. I don't know. But I know it is out-of-the-box. You buy it off the shelf.
It works good, and he's got all the other features built into it, so it works. Let me ask you something. That needs to be asked off the air. So I'll get with you one of these days soon. And so how have you been doing personally?
I'm doing good. Still having to go to chemo once a month. So 3 weeks out of four, I'm doing good. 1 week out of four, I'm recovering from chemo. But after that, good. And it's only like three days after that, the day of and 3 days after. So for the most part, that's pretty good. I've only got to do that for a year. And if I make it the whole year and I get a clean bill of health at the end of the year, it's only either a six-month or a yearly checkup after that. And the heart doctor, last time I saw him, he said he didn't want to see me for another year. So can't get any better than that. Did I lose you? K4 VWA, W4 DJW. You still there, Steve? Nothing heard. W4 DJW, standing by.
DJW, this is KO4 TJQ. When you were transmitting and talking, on my end, there was a whole lot of garbage that were coming across. I don't know if that was a tower issue or on your end,